Hi, I'm Elisa Pardini, the host of Destination Vacaville and president and CEO of Visit Vacaville. Our podcast introduces you to the people and places that make visiting our city such a unique travel experience. Join me in discovering all that Vacaville has to offer, like seasonal adventures, agricultural tourism, family activities, culinary delights, wine country, and more. Destination Vacaville, let's go. Hi, everyone. As we're recording this episode of Destination Vacaville, we are in the midst of iHeart Vacaville Week here at the Visitor Center. And I have the pleasure today of speaking with Serena Eastman from My Friend's House, a local nonprofit here in Vacaville that exists to equip, empower, and encourage our local youth. So, Serena, welcome.
Hi. Thank you so much for having me.
So I actually had not heard about My Friend's House until my staff was talking about it. So could you please share with our listeners about what the organization does?
Yeah, so My Friend's House is actually a program that just opened up 2 years ago. We're celebrating our anniversary on February 17th. We are launching our third year of operations. And what it is an emergency shelter program for those who are aged 18 to 24 out here in Solano County. We're located in Vacaville, but we do serve all of Solano County. And we are a branch of Opportunity House. So the organization as a whole includes Opportunity House. It includes My Friend's House. We have a few different outreach programs. And really, it's all about, like you mentioned, encouraging, equipping, and empowering the people of our community.
So what kind of services are you offering the youth?
So at My Friend's House specifically, it's 90 days of emergency housing, but we also provide on-site case management, housing navigation. We do have an after-reach program that helps take our residents who come through the program. They finish, they find alternative housing, and then an after-reach case manager will go ahead and follow them to their next location to help increase their stability and make sure that they don't have to come back to the same situation that they were just in, but help continue to grow them in that independence. So that's kind of what takes place at My Friend's House. And then our sister program, Youth Rising, is actually an outreach program that we have on our high school campuses. So that includes Kimmy Rapp, Vacaville High School, Wilsie Wood. And what we do is provide a resource center for the youth on site for the kids, available Monday to Friday. We do different things like offer supports for connections to mental health services, substance use education, and, you know, your basic needs like clothing, food, looking for alternative housing resources, those kinds of things. So we're kind of just putting ourselves out in the community to help reach and help as many youth as we possibly can.
Was it organically born or did it come out of just kind of a recognized need at Opportunity House to kind of spin off into focusing on youth?
The whole thing actually spurred from a couple of years back. Our Vacaville Police Department had found that two minor girls were living at a park. And it had just introduced this whole need for something that our youth can achieve, you know. So unfortunately, we can't house minors at My Friend's House. But what we can do through Youth Rising is help provide support and connections so that if you are in that situation still, that when you turn 18, you know where to go and you've built relationships with the people who are here as well. That sort of started organically, but it was about a year and a half ago that the expansion really happened. And so we started serving multiple campuses, serving multiple days a week. And really, it's just blown up. We served over 500 students in 23 alone.
That's an awesome impact. How did you get involved?
So I actually was working at a nonprofit in Los Angeles a little over 2 years ago. And I just was ready to move back here. And actually, the day that I was leaving is the day that I had the interview for a position with this company using their Youth Rising program out in Fairfield at the time, actually. And so what I got hired on to do was provide program coordination for an after-school program through RMU, and then just loved it. And it continued to grow and expand. And now it's all over Vacaville.
Nice. So if someone knows of an adolescent who might be in need of services, or how would they reach out to get help for someone that they care about?
So the best way for a youth who is wanting to reach out for Youth Rising, that number is going to be 707-898-3181. It's a call or a text number if maybe you're not really comfortable speaking on the phone yet, but you're comfortable to send a text message. We do have staff that man that phone as well. And if you're a little bit older, between 18 and 24, and you need a place to stay, you can call My Friend's House mainline, and that number is 707-685-9753. The process is super simple. You'll just call in and let the staff know that you're interested in our program. We'll do a quick phone screening. It takes maybe 5 minutes, if that. And then depending on if we have a bed available or if we have to put you on the wait list, we kind of just sort that out. And then any questions that you have, it's not a commitment. So if you're like wanting to know more and wanting to get your foot in the door, but not really sure if this is what you need, that's totally okay. We welcome that. And we'd love to answer any questions that you might have.
Thank you for sharing those details. I had seen on the website that you guys have volunteer opportunities. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, there's actually so many different kinds of volunteer opportunities throughout the whole organization. So if someone is wanting to look, maybe just to get involved, you can visit our website, which is mfhsolano.org. You can use the form to just drop some information, maybe sharing a little bit more about what you want to volunteer or how you want to get involved. We have opportunities for people to teach life skills to our youth. We have opportunities for people to prepare meals if they want to donate. We have a thrift store as well that helps bring back in proceeds to our organization. So we actually have two, one here in Vacaville and one in Fairfield as well, the Opportunity House thrift stores. And there's plenty of ways. And beyond that, if you're looking to get involved, we can have you visit our website, bsscorp.org, and that will get you connected to our volunteer department for the whole organization. If you wanted to come to my friend's house or to Opportunity House, the shelter, there's plenty of ways for you to get involved.
So it sounds like there's some that are kind of like a reoccurring commitment or volunteer atmosphere, and there's some that are just like one-offs. You can come and sign up to serve food for the day.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, great. I know we have some, you know, people come through who want to give back to the community, but maybe they don't even live here, and it's great to know that they can get involved too.
And it's exciting to have the community partner together, because then we can find more people who are in need or interested and want to get involved but don't really know how.
Are you working with youth to set them up with any type of career development, jobs, internships, or anything like that?
Yeah, so my team actually on both the My Friend's House site and our Youth Rising sites, all of them are helping to get youth equipped with job skills, learning how to interview, getting connections. A lot of youth are having a hard time finding a job, figuring out how to fill out an application. How do I talk to someone on the phone about getting hired? We do have all of those kinds of resources available, and we would love to help get connected to those as well.
Can we get the website again and any social media handles that you could share?
Yeah, it's going to be bsscorp.org for all of our programs and shelters. And then if you want to follow us on Facebook, the page is called Opportunity House. And if you wanted to call to get any resources or services, that number is 707-685-9753.
Thank you so much, Serena. I really appreciate your time and educating us on one of our nonprofits in town. The work that you do is truly needed and benefiting Vacaville. So thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you so much for listening to Destination Vacaville from Visit Vacaville, the city's official destination marketing organization. For more information on the people and places covered in today's episode and ideas for trip planning, head to visitvacaville.com. Music by Kurt Gellerstead. And thank you to Florist Podcast Productions for their work on this and every episode of Destination Vacaville.